This is The Bert Show.
One of my best friends from college was in town last weekend, and we were having such a good time getting caught up and all this other stuff and talking about life in general. And she is in a relationship that's going great. She has a great boyfriend right now. I'm in a relationship that's going great. I have a great boyfriend right now. So we're like, talking about relationships. And
my boyfriend's more perfect. Now my boyfriend's more perfect.
Just excited for each other and sort of in the same, you know, stage of a relationship, right? So, and she's 32, I'm 33. So we both want children, but, you know, that's not going to happen for us until, you know, later. Lots of women have their kids in their 20s. Didn't happen for me. So
until like October. So Jen's thinking.
Anyway.
Right? Save that for some reason.
Exactly.
I just think we're going to end up breaking that
we're
out.
We're going to have these damn children by 35.
That probably came in there,
35?
Too.
35?
No.
So, by 35, did you mean Thanksgiving?
Aha. So anyway, so we were talking about kids and how we both want kids and whatever. And then we got into that goofy girl conversation. And I know women listening have had this conversation with their friends before. Let's get pregnant at the same time.
Now, is this really a good idea?
And I don't think it probably is a good idea. But we went through that whole stupid conversation. We're like, oh my God, wouldn't it be funny if we... And so, anyway, that's our plan, is we'd like to have babies.
She doesn't
at the
even live
time.
Anywhere near here, right?
No, she lives on the opposite side of the country.
So what's the point?
I have no idea, but we just thought it would be cool.
So, in theory, 404-741-Q100, I'm wondering if there are others that not only had the same thought that you had, but it actually worked to where the two of you guys got pregnant at the same time. Looking back at it, do you wish the timing was off, or are you glad that you're raising your kids together? Because I think the idea of it is way more exciting than the reality of it.
Yeah,
I think women,
probably.
I think women in groups do this all the time without talking about it. Like you and like a childhood friend can talk about it. We're going to live together in our backyards. We'll face each other. Our kids can play together. Blah, blah, blah. But I think as adults, it just happens without, because there's the, because, okay, say Wendy, Jen, and myself, all right? So let's say that Jen gets pregnant, you know, because she will soon. And, so let's say Jen gets pregnant and her boyfriend are having this baby. And then I have a conversation with Katie like, well, you know, Jen just had her baby and, you know, we have those embryos in the freezer and why don't we go ahead and do this?
Because, I mean, you know, just, throw them
and
in
then
the microwave.
Wendy, you know, let's say Wendy's in a relationship. She goes, well, you know, Jen and Melissa just had a baby. And because Katie's circle of friends, I'm just watching this from the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Katie's circle of friends, who are her tight friends from work and school, I would say 70% of them have had a baby in the past 2 years.
It's
there
like
are
once
so
one
many
of them
babies
goes
in our circle of friends that it's like a domino effect. And I don't think they had the open conversation, but it is definitely something that women try to achieve, whether it's competitive or not. It happens.
I could tell you where it could get frustrating. If you guys agree that you're going to get pregnant at the same time and you do get pregnant and then she doesn't.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. The frustration of watching your friend go through all of that.
Right. And then it's like, can you be happy for your friend if you really want it too? And yeah, I've struggled. There's a friend of ours who has had a tougher time getting pregnant. She's got kids and everything now. But I remember when the other girls in the group were getting pregnant and having babies, they were like nervous to share the news with her. I mean, that's all, you know, that's all over now. She's got kids of her own and everything is fine now. But for a while there, when it was a struggle and everybody knew she was trying to get pregnant, it was like, ooh, do you tell her? Do you not? Do you share your excitement? Do you not? Do you try to, you know, like downplay it?
Here's Denisha. Denisha, good idea or bad idea to try to plan a pregnancy at the same time as your friend?
Me and my best friend from high school, we're 25 now, but it is, I think, a bad idea because she calls me about everything. Is my son doing this? You know, she asks me, is my son doing the same thing her daughter is? And if my son is more advanced than her daughter, she gets upset. Or is it vice versa? It's not a good idea.
That's interesting because I feel like the other pressure in this group of ours is the fact that there is an open conversation about wanting your children to grow up together or to at least be in school around the same time. Or at least,
if there's a boy and girl,
you know,
oh my God, they had their first date.
But I never thought about
daughter. My daughter is 5, so we were pregnant at the same time. So she asked me, have I been through this before? And I was like, yes. And now that we're at the potty training stage with with my youngest son, and her daughter, she's calling me about the same things, and I'm just like getting
frustrated with it.
I never thought about the competition. Like, is yours crawling yet? Are they walking yet? Well, are they doing this yet? Are they potty trained yet?
That happens with any parent that you'll run into that has children. You're constantly, at least on the first child, constantly comparing. Always. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm actually pregnant right now for the second time with my best friend. We had our first child together, and now we're having our second child together.
Mm-hmm. And
you think it's a good idea, obviously?
For the first time, since we were both first-time moms, we got to bounce ideas off of each other. Like, is this normal? And then as first-time parents, it was, is this normal? And then our kids are growing up together. I mean, I've had a fabulous experience with it.
Cool.
Okay, so
she says do it.
It's sort of half and half. Write it right down. I mean, we could take 50 calls and 25 would say do it and 25 say it's a bad idea.
I think it's cute. I think it's something that will bring you guys closer. It's something you can finally talk about every day.
I think it's staggered is good. I mean,
you guys are gonna,
I think
you should,
staggered is
you
good.
Should have a joint wedding too next month. Or no, we're already in May, later this month.
What do you think do you think she's not already married? Or pregnant? Yeah.
I bet you got married during Burt's reality TV show. And we're not gonna find out about it until it airs.
This is The Burt Show.